Bier am Feierabend. Der Podcast.
Hello everyone and Bier am Feierabend. Diese Episode heute auf Englisch. Because I'm sitting here at Manuela's, in Manuela's apartment.
Hello.
A friend of mine I know from London. She's sitting next to me here. And also at the table is...
Dimitrios.
Yeah, Dimi. A friend I met yesterday when we went to a carnival party. And yeah. I'm very happy to be here with you and having breakfast, having a tortilla salad. And the drink of the day is a mixery cola beer.
That's why you call it Bier am Feierabend.
Yes, correct. You understood.
Da.
Well, actually, for your information, we are in Bonn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say Köln or what?
No. I don't know. You said that we were yesterday in Cologne in the carnival.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great, guys. It was a great party with you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, now we are in Bonn.
Yeah. And the drink of the day is beer for now, mm-hmm. but it will be Jägermeister soon.
Oh, my God.
It's already cold here, like waiting for us.
I don't know how much you say in the podcast, in the previous ones, but Daniela had the great idea yesterday at 3 o'clock in the morning to buy two bottles of Jägermeister, or like small ones.
Just to clarify.
The idea, to drink it, why not? So
best ideas at 4 a.m. in the morning. So. Yeah, yesterday was awesome, guys. I can't remember where we've been, actually.
Me neither.
to a few bars, and we danced, and then
we danced German songs.
Yeah.
Like
a mix of German songs and then...
Latino.
Latino songs and then hip-hop songs in between, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, good mix, actually. And in the end, I needed to get my stuff from Cologne Main Train Station, and... I checked my Google routes plan, and it took us, I don't know, maybe 3 hours to come home. So sorry.
It only took us like 3 hours for a way of, I don't know, 30 minutes.
But it was actually pretty funny. That was an adventure.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of the night.
Actually,
I like
the fact that nobody was pissed. Everybody was
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah,
nice. We were changing trains like nothing.
Yeah. Great,
like,
Danny.
Oh, we're completely opposite direction. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Cool, just enjoying the company,
We were so random at the moment. I love it. It was so great to be on the same page, all of us.
Yeah,
not paying tickets.
Oh, yeah. So there was a
Manu
control.
Broke the law.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Twice. Or three times.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you didn't have a ticket, but it was not a problem. So your reaction was perfect. You just said that...
she was cold as
fake.
Cold as hell. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the F word. Cool as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I react in that moment. That was like the guys, the supervisor, and you guys had your ticket. I didn't know that you had a ticket, and I did. And I was super surprised, like, what? Do you have a ticket? And you were like, don't you? No, I'm drunk. I don't control myself. No, I don't have a ticket. But my reaction was to say, Daniela has my ticket. Like, look at the eyes of the guy on the train, and I say, she has my ticket. That's all.
That's why I'm saying it was really like cool and relaxed, and I suspect you do this a lot of times. Because
you're
like seemingly like in a routine.
Mm-hmm.
I think I couldn't do it again. I mean, maybe it was just the moment.
Maybe because you were drunk as well.
Yeah, I think it was a mix. It was the situation after taking 3 trains in wrong directions. I think I could react. But
Did you, had a lot of controls in a bus or a train before? Like, what are your train experiences?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In this area, I've never been checked. It's the first time. Well, I've been here to the 2 months living so far in Germany.
In Cologne,
compared to you guys.
Yeah, they check a lot in Cologne. The trains in the city, and the trams in the city.
And it's allowed, no?
To check?
To drink. To drink in the trains.
No, it's not.
No,
it's really, you pay.
So all of us broke the law yesterday.
Oh shit, yeah.
Oops. Inside the train, we were drinking. I remember that.
Yeah, but like really open. We're like.
I think, it's impossible for them.
We didn't even try to hide it.
No. But it's impossible for them, of course, at Carnival, yeah, that they tell the people, please put a... Like, yeah, get rid of the bottles. I mean, everyone is drinking, no?
But it would be the best chance for them to make some money.
Also, yes.
During Carnival.
Yeah, maybe.
But we are Germans. We are proper, fair.
We have it in our blood.
Yeah. They don't know.
Especially you.
It's not Spanish. We are like more like, yeah, let's find them. Yeah.
But in Spain, it's super, super expensive, no? If you get caught. Not only on the train, but outside.
Yeah, and also if you're peeing outside on the street, it was like around 200 euros or things like that, like really a lot. That's because a lot of people do that, so...
Funny thing.
Wow.
Or not funny, but I got caught peeing outside in Carnival 2 years ago in Cologne, and I had to pay 110 euros.
Oh my god, 110?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay,
that's super.
What a price. Because you peed outside.
Yeah, on the tree.
Okay.
I mean, everybody does it on Carnival.
Really?
But how...
Wow.
They caught me.
To be honest,
yeah,
stupid, same on you, because there are so many toilets.
I know, but it was
impressive. There
was
so
many.
Ah, well.
And I had to, like, really urgently.
Sure. But I was impressed, like, the installation, the toilet wise installation, it was really good.
Yeah, it's for free.
Yes. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And for free, yeah. Well, but we paid actually in the bar. Do you remember? You have to pay 50 cents.
Oh, yeah, for the toilet guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was very strict, no?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that much, too.
Yeah. Blurry memories. But yeah, I paid both in the McDonald's and also in the pub where we were.
How much did you pay? 50 cents.
50 cents.
50 cents, 110 euro. I was the same.
But it was an adventure, no? So that's what counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quite strict. Also, when you're like riding on a bike and you have your like earplugs in, you have to pay something.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just surprised because in Denmark it's completely the other way around. You can drink on the trains, and actually inside the trains you have like the laws that you can... Yeah, the instruction, like how to use the train. And actually it says it is allowed to drink as long as you're not wasted. For real.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As long as you don't get too drunk, you can drink. And for real, it's like so regular for me to see people on Saturday night taking the train, going to Copenhagen or to Roskilde, commuting and having a lot of beers. Like you can, the sound to open a beer.
That's the best
sound. Always. That's the sound, the proper sound in a train in Denmark.
Okay, we have to tell, like, you did your master's in Copenhagen, right?
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm actually doing my master in international development in Copenhagen.
Yes.
However, I'm here because I'm doing an internship with the United Nations, with the communication department.
United Nations, SDG Action Campaign.
SDG Action Campaign is one of the departments that are
which
here
means Sustainable Development Goals.
Yeah, the Sustainable Development Goals, the framework of the UN. Here, Dimi as well, he was an intern in the past for one of the departments.
Yeah, for the UNCCD. It was the Convention to Combat Desertification.
So nice what you're doing.
Yeah.
Great. That's how you both know each other?
No, I met her yesterday.
Yeah, we met yesterday.
But you heard of him because of your colleagues,
the
right?
The famous Dimi. Yeah, we have common friends. And actually, the guy who's coming here to have lunch with us, Danny, he's our common friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he always talk about you, and he's always like saying, "Don't you remember when we were partying with Dimi?" And I was like, "Danny, I don't know Dimi. That wasn't me. That girl wasn't me." So it's pretty funny.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know him too, so yeah, I'm curious. And then we can finally eat your tortilla, which is like one of your best, your mobile phone.
Yes,
no, not a problem. Your favorite dish you always cook when we are together. So the last time you cooked it was in Vienna, and
I also cooked it when we were
in Munich. Also,
did I when we was in Munich or in Nuremberg
at Carl's place, like a friend of us both. Yeah.
And also I guess that in Copenhagen when you came to visit me, I guess.
Yeah.
Or always
everywhere.
It's like a common thing. Same as our over shoulder picture.
Yes. And we have to take one.
We have to take one.
Yeah.
Maybe in the train station or whatever. But we have to take our shoulder picture.
yesterday would have been perfect because we had like what were our costumes actually? So
yeah.
So
maybe you start with your costume.
Was nothing. I just had
nothing.
Dyed actually. Hair.
Yeah.
Just pink hair.
Actually, we have documents about that. We can actually upload the video to show people how was our costume and how we dye your hair.
Yeah.
Yes, but it didn't work that well because you have black hair and
it was not really visible.
This morning,
but it was glitter on it.
In the shower, it was.
Yeah.
I realized that I had color in my hair.
Yeah, my costume was Hayley Williams from Paramore. She's like a singer, but I think no one recognized my costume. But it doesn't matter.
But it could be so cool if someone goes to you, oh my god, you are dressing us like Paramore Williams.
Who's that?
Hayley Williams. She, like, for example, songs Misery Business or Still Into You. I don't know if you know. Probably from radio, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. My favorite singer. I just dressed like her. And it was very complicated because yesterday I wore like that pink and blue jacket. Yeah. I got it on eBay before and it was not easy to get it because I had to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to buy it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a commitment.
Yeah, really. And
for a carnival costume.
Yeah.
Which nobody recognized.
No. Hey, Danny.
Yeah, and they sent it to me from the USA, and I had to go to the Zoll. I don't know.
Yeah. Customs service.
To get it, which is very far away in Munich, and I I had to pay, I think, 80 euros for the custom service. Yeah,
just for the
crazy. Yeah.
For the office to get your package.
Yes, very expensive.
So it was way more expensive than the jacket itself.
No, the jacket was quite expensive.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, but okay. I mean, it was worth it. A nice jacket for me. So, and it's so crazy what you can see at custom. What is the word again? Customers?
Customer service.
Yeah.
No, customer service is if you call a company and then like you have a question.
Ah, okay.
But I think
customs.
Okay. Yeah.
So there were things people couldn't take home because, like, for example, Schlangenleder boots.
Yeah,
snake leather boots, for example, or even like crazy stuff, like knives, weapons. Yeah. Everything. And they had like kind of a museum where you could see all these things while waiting for
So just to show stuff. People this is not allowed.
Yes, this is crazy.
This no.
Yeah.
Entertain us in the custom service.
So they check every package then, no?
Yes.
They open it?
Yeah, they open it and just check and also the question was, is it like real leather or is it not real leather? Because if it is, you don't have to pay that much.
Yeah.
Actually, which is weird.
Yeah,
because I thought if it's a leather jacket, maybe it's more expensive, but no, it's the opposite. They just check everything. It's, I think, a nice job because you have like, you can see a lot of things. During that day, and also a lot of crazy things.
Man. I wish to work there.
Yeah,
maybe I should change
future job.
Yeah, instead of the UN, to the hell with the UN. Let's go to the custom service in Munich.
Yeah, why not?
I will learn German in a couple of months, and I will apply. And I will apply. In a job there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I will become a bit more German.
Hopefully not. I'm talking.
Okay. I like it. It's a really. So far, I have a really good impression of this country. It's my first time living here. It's really nice. I know you already for a couple of years, but you know, maybe the rest of the Germans are not representative.
Yeah.
So yeah, so far I'm.
You feel
really
like
happy
home.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice to hear. Yeah.
Great.
Yes. And people is super friendly during the parties. Like yesterday, everybody was like, "Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
take my beer, yeah. Take cigarettes, take it, you want
nice country, yeah. Take cigarettes."
But yeah.
Don't pay the train.
Yeah.
But I think during Carnival, people are a bit more nicer than
like more Mediterraneans. You want to say?
I mean, a bit nicer than usual.
Yeah, I mean, when people are drunk, you feel better connected to.
Other drunk people.
And here we are with two bottles of Jager on the table.
Yeah, yeah, here we are again. Yeah, it's the same. It was for me the first Carnival too yesterday with you both. So
it was the first time Carnival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
me too. Both of us.
Yeah, so it felt a little bit like Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. but here in the north of Germany. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know where we went yesterday. I just followed Dimi. Like suddenly, Dimi, you
had a
like
plan.
That. Yeah,
I didn't have a plan at all.
Did you?
No.
Ah well, actually, you didn't even know where to sleep.
Yeah.
That's true. So now here we are together.
Yeah.
We adopted you. Yeah. Took you from the loneliness of the streets.
Thank you so much.
It's worth it.
Wir am Feierabend Karnevals Edition.
Yes, yeah? It is, right. The special episode, yeah. Yeah, I would you recommend it to go to a carnival?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. I recommend, honestly, I highly recommend to go to the carnival in Cologne. It's an experience to see everybody dressing up with amazing costumes,
yeah.
Even though you sometimes don't recognize them. Like
yeah.
Your case.
Willie Haley?
Haley Williams. Yes.
Willie Haley.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere, it's amazing. I was actually surprised because it was so crazy, everything, and everything went with the flow,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Good mood, good vibes, all positive.
Yeah.
Really, my first day in Carnival, great. 3 days more ahead.
Oh.
Friday, Saturday. Actually, 4.
No. I'm good with three. No more, Dimi.
Yeah, it's a lot, like, to party every day. I was a little bit afraid, to be honest, that maybe some people are, like, a bit aggressive.
Yeah. You find those people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, just yesterday we didn't see them, but yeah. There are a lot of, like, aggressive people.
But there was a situation, like, when we sat next to the river.
Yeah.
And, like, I think just, like, teenage guys and girls, they
mm-hmm.
fought with each other,
oh, yeah.
You remember? And then the police came,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Suddenly,
immediately,
a second
yeah.
after the fight, and they
yeah.
just stopped it.
It was
yeah.
actually a really good reaction. I felt safe. Like
yeah,
yeah,
me too.
A lot of security, a lot of toilets around.
Yeah,
I felt
yeah.
safe. A lot of toilets.
That's yeah, Manuela. Open quotation. I feel safe.
I felt safe with you, ladies.
No, so me.
Not really. It was a compliment.
Okay, it was a compliment.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a funny ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but also at the Oktoberfest, have you been there, actually,
no.
Dimi? No?
I mean,
okay,
not in
so
Munich,
maybe
but in smaller ones in my home country,
mm-hmm.
Hometown.
Okay, okay. So
yeah.
This year you have to go?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm not convinced of this festivity.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah?
You'll love it, yeah. Manuela was at my place last year.
I love it.
In,
it
cool. Yeah, last year in October. And when you combine these two, like Carnival and Oktoberfest, what
should
you
combine.
Say? Combine it?
Yeah,
why not? Oh, compare it. Compare
okay.
it. Sorry, combine.
That would be
compare.
Crazy.
Oh my god, that would be crazy.
Carnival
to combine.
We should dress up as Oktoberfest people for the Carnival
uh-huh.
night.
Yeah, that would be
why
nice.
Why not?
Yeah.
With Adele and.
But you need the traditional Bavarian clothes.
Have you?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, great idea. Just go.
Well, the idea just died.
Well, but it could be cool to combine maybe for the future, next
oh.
year.
Hmm?
Why not?
Yeah, many people dress up as Bavarian during Carnival. So it's not
it's
a new
a funny
idea,
costume.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
And what do you think is better?
Wow, I cannot compare, actually. I mean, both experiences were really, really great. Because you were in both of them, so
basically. Oh, cute. Oh my god, I'm melting.
I'm melting.
Emotions. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I cannot really say one was better than another. And
I think Carnival is better, I would say.
Do you think so?
You have more options to go. You don't have to drink beer the whole time. You can drink Jägermeister, for example, wine. And like the whole city is crazy, no?
It's a good
But
also vibe. You feel that vibes in Munich. The whole city is with the Oktoberfest and everybody's like walking on the streets, dressing up with the dirndl and so on. And I don't know, it's... I feel like it's similar environments. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Jägermeister is a point. It's a positive point.
Yes.
It's a plus here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But do you have, like, in Greece also festivals like that? Because you're from half Greek and half German.
No, I'm completely Greek.
Ah, you're completely Greek. Okay.
I was born in Greece and grew up in Germany most of the time of my life. But yeah, we have, like, behind, like, Cologne, Düsseldorf, the German carnival. And Venice, I think the third biggest is a carnival part like,
of the world?
Yeah, no, no, in Europe. In Europe.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Brazil is the biggest.
Probably. Yes.
But it's a city called Patras. And this, I think it's like the third biggest in Europe.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So one of the biggest in the world as well.
Biggest, like carnival?
Carnival, like the amount of people gathering for carnival, yeah.
Nice. And how many, like how often did you celebrate?
Me? In Greece, none.
No?
No,
oh, okay.
Just German carnival.
Okay. But does your family, like getting costumes and celebrating?
My family, no. We're not from this area.
Ah, okay.
We don't celebrate.
So you carnival. just know that you'll have it there. Okay.
Yeah.
And in Spain, we're like, you're from Spain, you're from Greece.
So carnival, we don't have carnival in my region. I'm from the northeast of Spain, and there's
Zaragoza.
Zaragoza, the most Spanish word.
Definitely,
Zaragoza. So, there's no carnival in my region. However, in the south, there is a carnival, Cádiz Carnival, Los Carnavales de Cádiz, and that's great. Like the whole city turns into the carnival mood with parades, and we have something called chiribotas, that it's a parade made by people that is always singing and singing some kind of political songs, and for a week they have been partying. They party and party.
Is it at the same time?
I think so. Yeah, it's right now. No. It's not this at the same time, because I believe that it starts on Saturday.
Okay.
So from Saturday to Saturday. In Cádiz. So first is like the chiribotas contest when they choose the best chiribota, and that is gonna lead the parade during the rest of the days. And during the days, the parades are not like this kind of figures.
Yeah.
They are,
or the big cars.
Yeah.
Like with the
No. It's just people singing these kind of political songs in a car, for instance, going around the city. It's pretty impressive. I've never been there, but I would like to visit it maybe at some point. Brazil and Cádiz. And also Canary Island is super famous.
Okay.
It's kind of one of the most famous, I would say, or at least in Spain. It's like really famous, similar to Brazil, I would say. It's kind of good weather, summer vibes, carnival like that.
With the colorful costumes, big costume, big feathers.
Different.
That's what you think about it when you hear it. Yeah,
actually, it is like that. So yeah, that's basically the carnival, but it's not a big deal like here. Here it's like really, really impressive. Like yesterday, the carnival started at 11. And my colleague, for instance, my flatmate, she had a celebration at her work, and she sent me videos at 5 p.m. She was still having celebration, and everybody was dressing up with a costume at her company, and everybody was drinking Prosecco and espumoso and and this kind of thing. So wow, it's a huge thing here in Mon.
So you have to be a fan of it, no? Because when you don't like carnival, I mean, you can't escape here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go on vacation maybe, and then
like you sometimes.
To another country, but it's hard. Yeah. Also, like you say, like you just told us, like in companies, everyone is celebrating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, like in.
Not in the UN. We have no that kind of celebrations. No.
Okay.
We actually, I asked to my manager, like, hi, I would like to join the carnival. It's my first time here.
Yeah.
She was really comprehensive with me. And actually, she told me, and no worries about Friday, because I believe that you will be hungover. And I was like, oh my God, Marta, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Kisses to Marta.
Yeah, it's hard to work the next day when you're on carnival before.
But that's also the beauty here, because a lot of them told me that on Thursday they have a huge party, and then the funny thing is that on Friday, you usually go hungover to work. So that's pretty cool. Okay, I'm gonna open the door.
Yeah, the bang just ring.
ring, rang.
Yeah, and
another dummy is coming.
Yeah, and our friend is coming. Maybe it's
do we
now.
Want him to participate, like say hi or not?
Oh no, it's okay. Maybe he can.
Yeah.
We will see.
I'm gonna just explain him.
And you can also tell us the song tip.
The song tip of the day. I think it's not a carnival song. No. Nobody likes carnival songs.
You can if it's your favorite.
No, I would just name a good vibe song for this time of the day. It's like, you know, midday.
Mm-hmm.
I would say suggest to listen to Alborossi, is a reggae singer.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the song is Dutty Road.
Dutty Road.
Yeah, okay. Dutty, new word, road. Dutty Road, Alborossi.
And why do you like it?
It's just as I said, it's like
good vibes.
Yeah, it gives like good harmony, good vibes to the whenever I listen to it.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I think we can finally start with our breakfast now. I'm quite hungry.
At 2 a.m.
2 a.m. 2 p.m. 2 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
And Dani is coming. I can just say, because we are both Danis, that hello from him. Sorry for the hangover mood, maybe a little bit, but...
Hi!
Dani!
So Dani just came in a nice costume.
Thank you.
Dani, is that costume? Dani, hello!
Okay, so maybe you can tell our podcast listeners hello and goodbye. Nice to meet you, Dani. I'm also Dani.
Dani, give hugs normally.
Is it still on?
Yeah, it's still on.
I want to say hello to my mom. Yeah, I was waiting for this moment my whole life.
Imagine your mom is gonna listen to that.
She has to know. I will make you real.
Okay. So perfect.
You can imagine how many surprises I have in my backpack.
All right.
You can see this, no?
Carnival mood.
Yeah. So the carnival continues, and we can say like goodbye to our listeners now. Thank you for having.
It was my first time. It was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found it awesome too. So next time in German, I think again, and with maybe other funny stories.
Other guest stars.
So thank you, you.
guest star Manu. Yes.
Thank you, it was fun.
Yeah.
Looking forward for the next time.
Yeah, and Dimmy.
Okay.
And a short Dani.
Short but intense.
Oh yeah. So goodbye and see you next
time.
Bye.
Bier am Feierabend. Der Podcast.